Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Candy Joy. Woo!
I'm back. I'm back in my home.
Welcome back. Hey, it's Candy Joy. Welcome back. Yeah.
I'm back.
Highly requested.
You know, the
Candy
best.
Joy is back. Yeah. Guys, every week in my comments, someone is saying, when is Candy coming back?
The unofficial co-host, you know?
You know what? At first, I actually thought it was you on a fake account making comments asking when you're going to be back.
Don't blame me.
That's what I thought it was.
You people have taste. Do you understand?
Yeah, but I just don't understand. Like, Candy says that she's the co-host, right? But then I asked Candy to contribute half to this podcast studio. She said, don't worry about her.
I'm the co-host, you know, in spirit. You know, support producing, you know,
but not about it. Not, yeah.
Financially, get a little bit tricky, you know. I ain't got the money, you know, but I support you in spirit, you know.
In spirit,
yeah.
Yeah, my bank account doesn't really accept that.
It's okay, you know, you're strong. You know?
I'm not strong.
That is independent, woman.
I'm not independent, actually.
No,
I'll dash
you £5.
I could take that. Can you monitor it to me? Like now.
But is this like Bible? Or is this for the joke?
This girl doesn't even want to give me £5.
I'll give you £5.
And she's saying that she is an official co-host.
In spirit.
In spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told them the story before how we were going to do a podcast.
Yeah, and they all betrayed me. But it's better. Me and Rhea can do a podcast, you understand? Because we're on the same wave level, you know? That's as far as it can extend. No one else can join us, you know?
By no one else, she's talking about our third in our group, which is Uche, as you guys already know.
Well, we don't know what she's going to bring to the vibe that day. Me and Liz, we're very in sync, you understand?
Guys, yeah, it's so funny in our friendship group, yeah. We just know when each of us are in a bad mood, and we just adapt accordingly.
But I feel like you're never in a bad mood.
When I'm on my period.
Yeah, but that's even sometimes you're quite good on your period.
Yeah. When I'm PMSing, guys, oh, Lord. Ooh, I feel like the world is on my shoulders.
I'm always in a bad mood.
She's not really... not really. No, she's not really in a bad mood. Not often.
No.
Guys, doesn't Candy look so grown today?
No.
I was going to put on my blazer so I can match her freak, and she told me to remove that blazer immediately.
It was terrible.
It was
this
not a terrible
outfit.
Blazer.
Is fantastic. You know, it's giving Y2K baddie.
Y2K, but I'm like, it's giving
but
Peter Pan syndrome.
Any outfit, she'll just put blazer. It won't make sense. She'll just say, you know what, blazer, why... Denim jacket, I get. Okay, blazer.
Oh, a denim jacket would have been cute.
Shot my ASOS link.
This is why she's the fashionista and I'm the comedian.
Mind you, I put my outfit on in 5 minutes.
It looks really nice. I'm going to put that top in my basket. Okay, I'm getting distracted though. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's good to have you here. Do you know what I mean? The vibes are vibing. Guys, you know that every week it is imperative that I start my show with a complaint of the day.
Give God the glory.
Okay, because without complaining...
What we do, you know? What is life without complaining?
What is life without complaining?
You know?
What do you mean I'm just supposed to take it?
Yeah.
You know, someone had the audacity to comment on my page saying that Rita's got a problem with everything. And
yeah.
I thought, yeah.
That's life.
Yeah. I
everything
do.
Is bad.
You and understand? I have a problem with you commenting saying I have a problem with everything.
Because mind your business.
Mind your business. Can't someone complain in peace?
Oh, can't someone complain again?
Like, I don't get it. I actually don't understand. Like, for me, I personally created the show just so I can complain.
Yeah. You're like Larry David of the podcast.
Oh my God. That is the best compliment I have received in my entire life. Because Larry David is my hero.
He's one of my favorite.
Because he gets it.
Yeah.
He's always
he hates everything. And it just makes sense because why not? You know, when you could like things, why? You could hate them.
Yeah. Why not? But guys, I have many complaints, okay? Like, honestly, I've actually got so many complaints and I need to actually narrow it down to the complaint that I want to say specifically today. Even today on the train, something happened. But I thought last week I complained about something that happened on
the
train.
Yeah, you love the train complaint.
So I thought, you know what?
Maybe you should drive.
Let's...
Do you think I wouldn't want to drive?
Someone was like, get your money up. If you're on the train yet and you have things to complain about, you know what you should do? Get your money up. Why? Don't sit next to me. Like, period. I don't need to get my money up. You need to have couth. You know? Have some decorum around me.
Have some decorum.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what my complaint of the day is today? Again, I guess it's linked to social media, man. It's either the train or social media.
Do the social media.
Let me tell you something. My complaint of the day is this. You know when someone is traveling, yeah?
Mm.
They'll now post it on their story and be like, hey, guys, with their luggage or something, they're packing, whatever. And they'll now say, hey, guys, I'm traveling. And then they'll do a question box and they'll say, guess where I'm going?
We don't care.
Okay. Now, not only do we not care, yeah, how on this planet Earth am I going to know? How am I going to know where you're going? No, no, no. Tell me, am I suddenly a psychic? First of all, yeah, I'm already upset that you're traveling, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm already looking at it and I'm jealous. So,
really?
Bro, I want to travel too.
You got money.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to travel. So I'm seeing your suitcase. I'm like, oh, another one. Another one's getting to travel. Another one's leaving Britain. Another one's going on a vacation, a friendcation, a lovecation, whatever it is. They're on some sort of occasion that I'm not on. Yeah?
Mm.
And then on top of that,
you're now
you
want
to irate me and now you're asking me to now guess. Wait, how will I know? Do you know how many countries there are?
Yeah.
And then you don't even give us a clue. You just say, guess where I'm going?
Just write Manchester, innit?
So I should now start naming. Oh, is it Nigeria?
Is it Manchester?
Oh, is it Jamaica? Is it Manchester?
Are you going to Birmingham?
Is it Birmingham? Is it Bali? Is it America? Oh, okay, we're in America. Is it Florida? Is it Dallas? I don't know where you're going.
But why is this your complaint?
It's just my complaint because I just think, why? Why? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't affect my day-to-day. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of my complaints, it's not that it affects my day-to-day, but it might just catch me on a day and it affects that day. Tomorrow, I may forget about it and never think about it again. Tomorrow, I might do a question box and I say, guys, guess where I'm going? I don't give a heck. At the end of the day, I never said I'm not a hypocrite. Do you get it?
I love being a hypocrite.
I am a hypocrite. And sometimes I complain about things that I do because sometimes there are things that people do that's a mirror. And I don't like what I see. I don't like
it, yeah. When other people do it, it's not fun anymore.
I don't like it.
When you do it, it's fine.
Yeah, but when it's like, please. It's like,
don't be like that.
Don't be like that. Change.
Only one of us can be bad.
Only one of us can be bad. Like, why are we all doing it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you have the odd day where there's a couple people doing, guess where?
I'm like, brand trip? Get out of my face.
I don't give a flying hoot where you're going.
I don't want any of you to enjoy.
Yeah.
Unless I'm there. You know?
And I'll piggyback on that complaint, right? Because it's in relation to it. When you travel, right? Oh, there's a few.
Travel don't irk me, child.
No. When you travel, right, and you're enjoying yourself, yeah, you're having a good time. And then someone that you barely speak to is like, oh, it's okay now, come home now.
But you be going for like 1 month. And it's like the joy that has been had is, okay, guys, let's lower the joy.
I don't know you. Come home to what?
To rot.
To rot. But I don't even know you. So even if I do come home, I can't even text you to say that I'm back. I don't know you.
This is true.
Come back soon. Why?
I just write wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Come home.
This bitch, I seen one girl, she was in Greece for 3 weeks, is enough. We got a job. That girl did not work. I wanted to write so bad, wrap it up, man.
Why is her not working affecting you?
I can't comment on here. Why? But why are you in Greece for 3 weeks? Do you have a job? Even as an influencer, do you have a job? Babes, I didn't see you do no ads. Is giving a school adjacent, which she ain't, she said.
She said, oh, so you asked?
She said her man rich. Also, why? Just because he's rich doesn't mean you should enjoy it.
Wrap it up.
It should have been me.
But guys, that is my complaint.
That was a fantastic
of the day. Thank you.
10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Can you guess what my complaint is?
Oh, I can't. But I really cannot wait to find out.
You were in my house when I was complaining about it.
You complain about so many things. I can't. Tell me, Candy Joe, what is your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day is when my neighbors have the audacity to enjoy life on the weekends. I moved to an area where I don't hear noise. I have these new Nigerian neighbors. I'm Nigerian, love them. The problem is they love Joy. Every weekend it's new party. And it's like, guys, after 2 p.m., wrap it up. You know, lower it. Take all your balloons, pop them, and pack it up. It'll be 10 o'clock at night. I'm getting ready to rest. You know, I want to watch the Dexter and lay down. And I mean, pyam, 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 pyam. No. And someone said, what is it? I don't want to hear noise in my area. I don't want to hear Joy in the area. I want to hear birds and silence. Mm. So the crux is, my complaint of the day is people having fun on weekends around me. You know, take it to another. Go to Croydon with that. Mm. You know, we are in the good area. The area of silence and upper class, you know. But what they call that? What am I?
Elitist. Elitist.
Yeah.
Mm. Elitist.
I love elitism, you know.
Yeah.
Class.
Mind you, she used to live in Croydon.
Yeah.
Not long ago. Not long ago. But you know what? That is a fantastic complaint.
But you know, I've elevated from Croydon.
Elevated from Croydon.
Yeah.
If you live in Croydon, it doesn't matter.
If you live in Croydon, God, I mean, your council tax money ain't going nowhere. That place is dirty as hell. And you can keep that in the podcast, because what's that going to do to me? Croydon is dirty. I said what I said.
I apologize on her behalf.
Credit is dirty.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a fantastic complaint. And yeah. I can actually support this.
Because you were there.
Yeah, because I came to your house, didn't I?
Yeah, we were trying to rest. We was trying to decompress and we're here.
I couldn't believe it. And actually, what shocked me, actually, was the fact that, like, when you told me that they don't own that whole floor.
They use a communal garden to promote.
They were like throwing a mansion party in a communal area.
The place that says no balls, no games, no this, you said, don't worry about that. No
children, and the children were playing.
Running around like rats.
I couldn't believe it.
And normally obviously I didn't do anything. But sometimes, guys, I just want to be a Karen and say 911. Don't make too much noise in this area. I get taken out more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then everyone says I'm a bad person. So
yeah,
yeah,
but she actually went into her balcony like a Karen. She kind of like walked into her balcony
and
like,
I looked around. Yeah.
And she was like,
disgusting.
Where is this noise coming from? This is outrageous.
Yeah. These new rats. They've moved into this area. They've been making noise.
Rats is very crazy to describe your neighbors.
How can I use another word?
You just can't use rats to describe humans.
Beep it. These new beep.
I think that's better. You do your own beep.
These new beep, they moved into my area and they make a noise. Disgusting.
Fantastic complaint.
Thank you for hearing
and
me.
And a very, very valid complaint as well.
I feel seen.
You know what? And I'm glad that you feel seen by me, because I do see you.
Thank you.
Okay. And I hear it. It's a valid complaint. I think as a citizen of this country,
yeah.
If you want to be in silence, you should be able to.
Yeah. And why as Nigerians have you come into this area and shown, like, do you know what I mean? Like, every other people is quiet. Why is it you? I am Nigerian. I will digress. But why, guys? We need to fight stereotypes, you understand?
Nigerians will never fight it.
So loud.
They will never fight it, okay? Because the one thing about Nigerians, you have to know that we're there. We don't blend well.
At all.
We don't blend well. We like to be seen. We like to be heard. And that's the end of it. And that's who we are as a nation. Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're Yoruba.
Yeah, but now I'm seeing it with my eyes. I'm like, wow.
They're like, wow. You're like,
you talky, cool it down. Making noise. Cool good. Relax. You've been here 2 weeks, mind you. From the day you arrived, I heard you. From the day they arrived, I seen them bringing food and drink packets for like 56 people. I thought, what is going on, bro? Why are you here? I was thinking, how quick can they move out from this place? Like, how do I contact people to get them out of here? They're ruining this area for me. Anyway.
Fantastic complaint.
Next topic.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Today, I have a word of the day. You guys know I'm trying to exercise my brain.
She don't practice the words after, though. Let me just say that. No shots, but shots. What was the word you learned last week?
Superfluous.
Yeah.
That was last week. Superfluous means unnecessary.
T. And that comment I made was?
Superfluous. Oh my days, like, we're so up. We hate that. So up. See, the brain,
yeah,
it's working. It's clicking. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the brain to be clicking. So my word of the day is this. Propinquity.
Let me see.
Propinquity. Wait, hold on. Propinquity. Propinquity.
Propinquity.
Yeah.
Let me see this word.
I'll just play it to you.
No, let me see with my eyes to see if I can pronounce it.
Kanye just wants to be better than me.
I think you propinquity.
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 Pro.
Guys, propinquity.
Propinquity. That's
okay,
it.
Play it.
Let's play it. Right. Okay, sorry, guys.
Propinquity.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is
propinquity?
Propinquity. It's a very...
Propinquity. What is propinquity?
You know what I think? Because I have an overbite. As I'm trying to say it, it's like the word is escaping and it's hitting this bit of my mouth.
Say the words...
Pin. Oh, in my
you're
mind.
Not reading it.
Yeah. In my mind, it's spelled with another R.
Oh, yeah.
Propinquity.
Exactly.
Propinquity. You know?
What does that mean?
Propinquity is a formal word that typically refers to nearness in place or time, making it a synonym for proximity.
Oh, so propinquity and proximity mean the same thing?
Basically.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll use proximity because it's easier.
Yeah, it's actually an easier
word.
Yeah,
why would I be using propinquity?
But I just feel like, imagine just dropping that in a sentence. Be like, oh,
they have the same propinquity.
Yeah. No, what?
They have the same proximity. Oh. Yeah, when you put that word and just replace it, it makes more sense.
Propinquity.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic word. It's terrible. Just very, it's just a very hard on the mouth. I think it's my overbite. It's escaping.
Why? What kind of, you keep, the words you've been picking are words you cannot use everyday language.
I like, can use that. Yeah, when superfluous. Will you use that?
Yeah.
Propinquity.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like, sometimes I feel like I've escaped my trauma, but it's in propinquity of my joy.
That makes sense. Proximity sounds better, though.
Proximity does sound better. Yeah, propinquity. But I feel like if I want to act like I want to look down on you, you could just drop in that word because people are going to be like, oh, she went to private school.
What about?
Do you know what I mean? Elitism. Yeah. You know? I did go to private school, though.
Did you?
Yeah, well, private primary school. Why are you acting like you know my story?
How much do you pay for this?
Well, I did go to private primary school.
What's it called? Public school?
Yeah.
My brain is so vast, you know?
My
it
brain
encompasses
is,
a lot.
My brain is very vast. It's just, my brain doesn't retain information.
Yeah, your brain is like a sinking pool. Information goes in and just disappears.
Let me tell you something, yeah. My intelligence is an intelligence, yeah, that you cannot pay for. Do you get it?
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I went to, okay, I say I went to private primary school, yeah, but it was in Peckham, yeah, and it was a Christian school.
Oh, so you went to Christian school?
So it was a Christian school more than it was a private school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But my brain is very unique.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And education is not only seen in words and retaining information. It's also shown in, like, life practices. And you're quite practical when it comes to
I'm
life.
Very, very practical.
And, you know, we hate people who think they're smart just because they know a bunch of words and they can articulate themselves
do you know what
in
I mean?
A specific way. We won't name who, but... Yeah.
What people like to do when they like to sound intelligent is that they'll be saying the maddest thing, but they will say it slowly.
Yeah, in like a condescending
yeah,
tone.
Yeah, so to make it out like what they're saying is like right.
Yeah, it's like profound.
I mean? Yeah,
I do
it's profound.
It all the time.
And it's not profound at all. Yeah. You do actually. When you're trying to make a point, you slow down.
Yeah. That's when I actually think.
Yeah. And her accent changes.
Yeah.
You become really posh.
Yeah, I become really, really posh.
Yeah. And what I am trying to say is that if the rules of this particular game is saying that you cannot skip to places, why is it that you believe that you can skip to places?
Yeah.
And then you say it slowly.
That's my law voice for like my dream career as being a lawyer. I'd use that voice.
Did you study to be a lawyer?
I studied law in GCSE. But law is just memory, and I have great memory.
Wait, you could do law in GCSE?
Yeah, in my school.
That's not possible.
I'm pretty sure it's GCSE. In year 11.
No one studied law in GCSE.
Studied law. I took a law exam.
It's not in the curriculum.
I will find it for you.
It's given that your school was making up things.
Maybe they were, but I definitely studied law.
You can't.
You know GCSE? Yeah, because I didn't do A-levels in my secondary.
What kind of school? There's no law in
I did a law exam.
In the curriculum in this country. Law.
Voila. I said law.
Voila, voila, wahali.
No, voila.
Okay.
Say swear. Okay. I literally studied law. I didn't do A-levels in my secondary. So it would have to be...
You don't do A-levels in secondary, you do it in college.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't go to my secondary for college. And I studied GCS. I studied law in my secondary. So it can't be for A-level. Does that make sense?
Well, we need to... Unfortunately, I can't, like, get the information right now, but...
It was at BBA. But it was an academy,
maybe
so...
Maybe you were... Oh, you went to an academy.
So I guess you could do what you want, but I studied law. And I wanted to do law. But when I did the exam, I forgot that there was a whole other page behind the first page of questions, so I missed half of it. I still got, like, a C, but I would have got, like, a B+, if I'd seen a whole question, which I missed.
Wow. This is my issue with schools, you know. Mm. I think, yeah, that even if it's a public school, yeah, everyone should have the exact same access to education.
You think? But mine wouldn't.
Like, I just feel like the fact that, like, if this is true, that you studied law in secondary school because you were in an academy.
Yeah, but academies are because you're so bad that they have to put money in you. Like, they had to revamp the school because I think they were stabbing and beating each other. That's why it's an academy. It's not because it was good, but they end up putting so much government money into you
that
you
get
like, we even got private tutors when we were flopping at maths.
Wow. So
we all got better maths GCSEs.
Wow, it's like it's kind of a win.
It's kind of a low-key benefit because you got iPads, we've got a swimming pool built because we had government funding.
Wow. But
there were gangs there, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that would be interesting to study law in secondary school.
Yeah, I liked it. I was going to be a lawyer.
I would have loved that.
The problem is it's like 10 years. They were showing us like all the steps and I was like, I literally cannot do 10 years to be a barrister. Barrister.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put barista on here and people cook me, I'm going to deal with you. You understand? You don't scrap that out, yeah?
Well, not... Like, are you trying to threaten my editor?
No. I'm just saying, I don't want to hear barista... Well, that's barista. What you said. One mistake. God. Yeah, I thought there was edits in this, you know?
There are edits, but then you can't look in the camera and threaten my editor.
Lisa.
Like, Lisa. What's going on?
Kindly, you know, tweet. But yeah.
That's actually crazy. We met a celebrity recently, didn't we?
Which celebrity did we meet? We meet so many celebrities, yeah?
No, we, guys.
Who do we meet?
We have to do a story time. You know who we met recently? Aya.
Guys. You cannot do this story time,
guys,
no. I'm cool.
We have to do this story time.
No, really.
Guys. So, a couple of weeks ago, right, we went to a music festival. We had a great time. Kind of. If we're being honest.
What, APE?
Yeah.
I had a medium time,
It was a medium time, right? And not because of the actual event, but we were there with, like, VIPs.
And they refused to leave the VIP camp so we can actually see artists. Like, these bourgeois, you know.
Bourgeois. Oh, we gotta be a VIP. Oh.
You want to be regulars.
Please, give me a Gen Pop.
Do you know what I mean? Let me go Gen Pop and see the artists, man.
Let me see the artists.
I need to be drinking in VIP with you. You know?
Right. So it was a medium time. But it was always fun because we're with our friends and it's always a fun time with our friends, right? Anyways, right, randomly we're walking, she comes up to me, Candy, and then Candy says to me, oh, Rita, the actress that you love from Sex Lives of College Girls.
Yeah.
She was like, this actor that you love is here, and she's from, what is it, Sex Lives of College Girls. Yeah, Sex Lives of College Girls is here, and I was thinking,
who? And I go up to her.
Yeah, so then I'm confused, but I carry on doing what I'm doing. Candy now goes up to her, right? And unfortunately for me, I happen to witness
Dot. But you missed the first thing.
Okay,
the first thing, and I'm like, I love you in Sex Lives of College Girls. And she's like, wrong black girl. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I leave. Cool.
And then she leaves, right? And then it happens again.
I look back, I'm like, redemption arc, you know, gotta make it better.
Oh, okay, so yeah, so in the beginning, she's like, yeah, I love you in that show. And Ayo's like, okay, yeah, wrong black girl. And then she tries to walk away. Candy's like, oh, and I'm like, Candy, she's in The Bear, not that show. Candy's like,
oh, the bear,
oh my gosh, yeah. Ayo now begins to walk away, right? And then Candy's going after her like, no, sorry, yeah, wrong show. And then Ayo is with her friend.
No, but you miss a part. And I'm like, so, like, have you and Jacob Lordy done any projects? And she's literally looking at me like, this is the wrong black girl again. And I'm like, god damn.
So she said,
who the hell is this girl?
Two wrong ones, right?
But then I'm like, okay, let me try and make it a little bit better, you know, like, connect with her friend.
Yeah, connect with her friend, right?
Yeah.
So then Candy's like, oh.
So it's great.
No, Candy was like, oh, hey, is that your mom? To her friend. She asked Ayo, Ayo from The Bear, I don't want to say her last name wrong, if her friend was her mother. Ayo's like, oh my God, no, like, no, she's not. Oh my God. And starts to walk away with her friend.
I start giggling.
Guys, I'm so sorry. So I go up to Ad, I'm like, I just want to say, I actually do not know this girl.
Why did you say that? Judas.
I said, I don't know this girl, okay? I don't want you to see me again and think that you're going to remember me. Because I don't know who she
but
is.
But the thing is, she will remember you now. So you guys, you know, small wins. She's definitely going to remember me.
And then you would have thought that Candy would have left her alone then, right?
That's why I left her alone.
No, I turn around and that's when I've got the shot of the camera. And I see Candy at the bar with Ayo and her friend still trying to justify her point and try to make amends. But by this point, to be fair to Candy, Ayo was laughing.
She was giggling.
She was giggling.
She was having it a little bit,
yeah, and
know.
She was being really sweet, and she's so studious at the festival. She had a little book with her.
Yeah.
She's so cute and adorable. And I was like, wow.
What a lovely vibe.
What a vibe. And I'm like, wow.
Her friend did a look. Don't worry.
What's that? There was a TikTok that ages ago. It's like, oh.
They like, said, you need PR training.
Like, stop. Stop.
We all make mistakes, you know,
it was
guys.
Crazy. Like, yeah. I wanted the ground to, like, open up.
I didn't feel that bad, guys, because it's like, what do you want me to do now? I already said it, you know?
It was like, just the reaction. She was so wrong black. Shocked. And she said, you got the wrong black girl twice.
So who's been a project with Jacob Elordi?
I don't know.
Because I wanted to ask
about
her to link me to him. Yeah. Do you know Jacob Elordi?
I don't
or
know
never?
Who you were talking about. And I love Ayo, guys. Like, and I haven't even watched The Bear, but have I've been not? Watching interviews of her.
But the thing is, I've watched her in other stuff. This is why I'm dumb. The Bottoms movie? Watch Bottoms.
Really?
Couldn't recall Bottoms that time. Yeah.
She's
seen her other things.
She's
cool. I'm not that big of a fan. Like, I think she's a nice vibe, but like,
no, if you watch, like, she has an interview with Kiki Palmer. So good.
So she gets funny people. She like Kiki. She got like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Basically the same.
I think if you two met under different circumstances.
She's still here. We'll make it work.
Yeah, you two could be best friends.
Yeah.
Because Candy's be the type to walk around with her book as well. When Candy's in her reading the book.
Ayo, give me another chance.
Ayo,
we can make
this
work.
Give her another chance.
I know you're still in London. I seen the pictures. You know?
She's still in London?
Yeah, she's going around with the one from Bridgerton. Ashley.
Ashley, who's Ashley?
The Indian one.
Is he?
The Asian one, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I think she's doing a movie here, bro.
I think she's doing
she's
a movie.
She's been here ages.
Yeah, see, guys, we need to reach out to Ayo and get her on the pod.
Yeah, Ayo, please come on the pod. We're sorry.
What?
Let me do my redemption arc.
Candy's sorry. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, she's not sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry, though. Like, yeah. It was good intentions, and sometimes good intentions land wrong. With me, that's probably most of the time, so, you know. Yeah, but like, you don't.
What's a conspiracy theory that you just cannot get over?
Well, everyone knows my number one conspiracy theory is that the moon landing isn't real. But you can have one conspiracy theory, guys. Any more than that, then you're absolutely insane. So, the moon landing isn't real because I've watched it. Let me ask you a question. If we've been there before, why don't we go back? And if we were racing America, was racing Russia, why didn't Russia go after? Guys, wake it up. If you watch the landing yet, the film, it's like sprinklers in the air. Guys, and every time I talk to people who are rational, they're giving me all these excuses. And it just is like, but I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You understand? Even if you tell me this from morning to night,
yeah,
it's never going to marinate in my head. I don't believe it. You understand? Yeah. Give me front row tickets to the next moon landing, please. Shelby, put me on the shuttle. Since you've been there. I'm here. I'll see you with my eyes. Until I see you with my eyes, I don't believe it.
And that is actually tea, because remember when we first discussed this?
Yeah, no one believed
like,
me.
No, of course it happened. Why would they lie? And then I thought, hold on a second. If it happened, why can't it happen again?
If you said the moon dust is so valuable, go back and collect more, Shibby.
I don't get it.
Can't never happen. They did it in the studio, you know?
Yeah, it's not clicking.
They was doing
it
the
was
race.
It was a green screen.
Yeah, they said it's too hard to do that.
Yeah, let's just show them.
Yeah. Then Russia was like, we don't have to take, let's give it up. They've won it. Pyam. Never returned.
Never returned.
Sometimes even when they go to space, I'm like, is this real?
You know that there's two missing people in space right now?
Yeah, but I'm sure they're in Hawaii on holiday.
Like, but what I don't get is no one's talking about it.
They said they
you
were supposed
sent
to go
two
for 8 days.
Yeah, you sent two people up to space.
Yeah.
You went
and now
heard from them.
No, they've heard from them. They can't get them back down because they don't have the equipment. So they said they'll collect them next year in February.
I didn't even read that part. Is that what you're saying?
That's because they're in Hawaii doing one year
trip.
So
they're going to collect them in
February. They said they don't have the thing to go get them, so good luck.
And these are the same people that have been to the moon.
These people,
come on, let's be for real.
These people are not in space.
Let's be for
anyway, NASA, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe
you.
The British
version, I don't believe you.
Do you know one thing I don't believe?
Mm.
Yeah? I don't care what anyone says. I know that it's quite fresh, so it's not old enough.
Mm.
But I don't think that anyone was after Donald Trump.
In any way, shape, or form.
In any way, shape, or form.
That assassination was fake as hell.
That was the fakest assassination.
And I've a waste of energy life. Assassination, because you're not going to win.
Because what do you mean that someone shot you in your
ear? And it just grazed your ear. And why did they only do one shot? How did you get him so fast? You said he was a sniper on a roof here, yeah? And he did one shot. Why didn't he shoot again? And it would take 10 seconds to get to him.
And how is it that in that exact moment, you just happen to turn your head
and get a flag blown behind you for pick in 4K, yeah?
You think I ain't seen Scandal? You think I ain't seen Sass?
This is written from Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes, I know you wrote this shit, man.
Like, guys, not good script.
Let me tell you something. Shonda Rhimes wrote this.
This is the kind of thing she would write.
This is a Shonda Rhimes thing, okay? This is a Scandal episode. This is Cyrus, okay? This is Cyrus written all over it.
When did you start rewatching the show that you remember Cyrus's name?
I remember Cyrus's name. I can never forget it. Let me tell you something.
Was he one of your favorites?
No, that man was wicked.
I like Fitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good white meat.
Good white milk. Good food. But yeah, no one can ever tell me
but
that
to spiral, wasn't... don't you think their relationship is so weird?
Well, Olivia and...
Kerry Washington and thinking real life, though.
Let's talk about it.
Guys, I get it.
I don't
I
get
wish
it.
I was her. She gets so much grace to flirt with that man. It's egregious. It's bad.
I just don't get it. Like, what? The show ended.
Yeah, and they're always doing PR, but there's no scandal.
Yeah, so this is what I don't get. What's the PR for?
Remits.
Like,
we need an excuse to pretend.
I don't understand. And his hand is always on her waist.
He
every time.
In love with, and then he would do speeches about love of his life. And his. Then you mentioned Kerry Washington, but you have a wife.
You have. Do you know? I didn't even know you had a wife for so long.
No, you don't ever see her. You see her like Kerry.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's very sexy.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
But I get she Midday wants both. I would want both.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Namdi.
Well, I don't know that man's name.
I just know his name. He's a
is he like African?
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
He's very beautiful.
He's very beautiful, yeah.
She married a Nigerian.
She married a Nigerian and her man is just so letting strong. Her gallivant.
Really? He's going to get a job. What he do?
He actor.
Really?
Yeah.
What is he acting?
Well, he has a film on Amazon Prime, which I didn't watch actually, but it looks very, very romantic. He's done a film that like was making the circuits in the underground scene, like the film festivals that was doing quite well. I think they have a production company as well.
Oh, that's a vibe.
So like they produce stuff as well.
Maybe.
And he used to be a football player.
Really?
Yeah.
The man's very gorgeous.
Before he switched to thingy.
To acting.
But maybe he's like a house daddy as well.
To who? Do they have kids?
They've got two kids.
I need to see what the kids like.
I want to see what the kids look
I
like.
I feel like they look like me.
Why would her kids look like you?
People used to always say that I look like her. Look, squint your eyes. Squint it more.
You do not look like Kerry Washington.
You don't think I look a little bit like her? A little bit. Maybe because I changed my hair.
So what hairstyle did you have that people said that you look like her?
My slick back one.
Do you know what's crazy? I'm not even trying to say anything, yeah.
If it's bad, I'm gonna deal with you.
No, it's not bad, yeah, but the reason why I don't think you look like Kerry Washington is because people used to say, oh, you look like Kerry Washington. I mean you don't look alike.
You mean you don't look alike?
Exactly. And do you know why people say I look like Kerry Washington?
Because you're black. You don't look that like.
Let me say something. People used to say I look like Kerry Washington because if you actually look, we've got the same mouth. Yeah. Hers is a bit more extreme in terms of when she smiles. She has a very heavy, gummy smile.
Yeah, but I have that gummy smile.
It's not the same type of gummy smile. Kerry one, like, it goes all the way up, and then even when she's acting, yeah, it's very like
she's
like it's shaking, like Fitz, don't you ever don't talk to me again. Do you know what I mean?
Her acting is atrocious. I love her so much. It's terrible acting.
I think her acting is fantastic. Woman. But she uses her mouth to like speak.
Yeah, but
and I feel
good.
Like I used to use my mouth to speak. So when I was in acting school, right? When I was
what do you
in New
mean?
York, like, I just got, like, basically when I went to the doctors, they actually said that I have an overactive
upper
lip.
No, not that. What do you mean my usual mouth to speak? How does that make sense? Everyone uses their mouth to speak. Do you mean act?
Okay. All right.
I'm getting it before they get you.
Okay, because you're so smart, right? You know every effing thing.
Because you got a degree.
Because you got a degree.
You're better than me because you got a degree.
The degree that you got for GCSEs, whatever. Like, no one is buying that, by the way. Not one person.
Guys, I'm going to bring it.
Yeah, everyone will like to hear that and see that. Because you're actually going to go to secondary school.
We went to different secondary. You would say, like, private education would be different than yours, right?
Yeah.
They do 3D modeling now. That's not what you did.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so quite a good education, isn't
it? Yeah. But yeah, just to wrap it up, like, Donald, that didn't happen. No one's buying it. Okay?
Didn't happen. The moon landing never happened. But that is it, guys. Don't talk to me about chemtrails. You know, they're putting, what do they put in the water again? Your water. Yeah, but you can't drink tap water, because I mean, I don't give a hoot. I love tap water. I think tap water tastes absolutely delicious.
Tap water is disgusting.
I love tap water. When poisonous. I'm so thirsty and tap water, wow. Bottled water is okay, do you know what I mean? But maybe the potion they put in the tap water. that's why I like it.
How mad would it be if, like, all of you lot that have been drinking, like, tap water...
were under a spell.
Yeah, and then one day there's, like, a bat signal... and then you lot are like possessed or something.
They get the weakest soldier child. I ain't got no energy. I was like, oh, you got the wrong person.
Honestly, I keep always saying this. I think that I'll be mad annoyed if I randomly got superpowers.
It would be the best day of my life.
I don't know. I just think it'll just be a little bit embarrassing.
But you don't have to tell people. You can just use them in private.
Like, how? Imagine that you're having a normal week. Mm. Yeah. And suddenly you're just bombarded with, like, superpowers that you now have to... Imagine your busy schedule now.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're bombarded with superpowers that you have to have. And it's like, oh.
Well, what is a superpower?
Like, imagine, like, you were just assigned. So imagine, okay, all the people that were drinking water, yeah? Mm. Tap water, because there's not a lot of you. But imagine you, all you lot, yeah, that drink tap water for fun, knowing you're thirsty, right? Or alongside people who drink Coke when they're thirsty with no food. I think it's the same kind of insanity. Like, Coke is only... for if you're eating, it shouldn't be.
No, Coke is that if you don't have any energy and you need, you're like,
it's not a drink that you drink like without food.
I drink it when I don't have energy.
Yeah, I just can't drink
it's
it.
It's like drinking honey.
I don't drink honey.
But you know, sometimes I feel like I'm a bee.
You're a bee.
Yeah, because you know when they don't have any energy levels and they have to have a little bit of like sugar water or honey.
Bees, really?
Yeah, like if you find a bee on the ground and it's nearly dead, you just give it sugar water, then it'll come back to life. That's what I feel like when I drink Coca-Cola. Ad.
Hashtag ad. But imagine this, yeah? You're having a good old day, yeah? And all you lot that have been drinking tap water and drinking Coke unhinged, right? You get this bat signal and all of a sudden, you guys are assigned superheroes of the nation. Do you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you have to start saving people's lives. You that you're selfish, you'd be walking...
I'm not saving any lives, but I take the power.
No, you have to be a superhero. You can't just have the power and not do anything.
Yeah.
Save people's lives. Yeah. Like, there'll be someone up on a building that wants to off themselves. Actually, maybe that's a bit too dark. But you basically have to save...
Have you watched The Boys?
Yeah.
He let that motherfucker die.
And I'll be you.
Yeah. I'll be Homelander. Don't let care if you guys live or die. He's like the ants. We're heroes. We have powers. We don't hold a human. I don't give a hoot. He let a whole plane of people die and kids. There was two kids. They were like, save the kids. He was like, save the kids for what? I just want the power. I don't care about you guys.
Wow. And this is why you will never get a superpower.
Yeah, but I might.
No, you will never get a superpower. Even if you are on the list to get superpowers, whoever is giving out the superpowers is going to see this episode and say, not her. Not her. Because how can you say that? How can you say you want to be like Homelander?
I like Homelander.
He is sick in the head.
But you know, I like Dexter too.
Okay, so we've been watching Dexter. I've watched Dexter before. You guys know that I watched Dexter. But I hate Dexter. And I watched it to the end and also watched the follow-up show, not because I loved it, but because I hated it so much.
Like, I don't know how you hate watch 8 seasons.
I had to hate watch it, man, because I wanted to get to the end, like, what happens? And there was just no redemption. And do you know what it was about Dexter? Like, in the beginning... I was getting it. Like, it seemed logical, right? That this man is a psycho. So instead of him using it on innocent people, he should only use it, like, kill people who are wicked, right? But then it gets to a point, you're interrupting the law for your own benefit. And it's giving God complex, because who are you to say who lives or dies?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think, like, when it comes to Dexter, he's going to kill anyway. So it doesn't matter if he's interrupting the law. He gets to points where he gets so frustrated he has to kill someone. It's better he kills someone bad than kills you. So whenever he does it, I'm just like, I get it. You had a really stressful week and you just want to kill someone. As long as it's a child rapist or like someone really bad, go off, innit? What's that doing me?
Send that man to prison.
No, I like him.
Send that man to prison immediately.
They should send his sister.
Yeah, because her choice in men,
she gets better, but
it's outrageous.
Yeah, her choice, I just feel like she's an idiot. I feel like they're all idiots. How can you guys not tell that Dexter is clearly a serial killer?
Like, he he's looks always like
behind things.
He's always there. He's always there.
And then the head, remember the Latina lady, the first black guy gets killed for being on Dexter. Someone else gets on Dexter and gets killed. And you guys don't think, hold on a minute. Open How can every time someone suspects Dexter, they die?
Open it up.
It doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't make any sense. But that's a slight tangent. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, don't watch Dexter. I don't advise it. I don't advise it.
Watch Monk first, then watch Dexter. Or watch The Boys.
Because we were going to talk about what our comfort shows are. And Monk, what's your comfort show, actually? That's not your comfort show.
I think Monk is mine. Friends is my comfort show.
Mm.
But no one likes Friends but me.
Yeah, I don't really like
But Friends. I can watch Friends every single day and, like, laugh. Yeah, like, I genuinely... But I laugh at anything, so...
Yeah, I don't like Friends, you know.
I just don't know how. Friends is so funny.
I don't find it funny at all.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I liked it in the first three seasons, but then it became repetitive.
Yeah, but that's what makes it funny.
That's because you're
like, you know this joke, like...
No, I don't like it. Curb Your Enthusiasm, that is my comfort show.
Or The Office. I find Curb as funny. I do not find The Office funny. I think... The Office is terrible.
No, The Office is so funny. But Curb Your Enthusiasm is my new, like, comfort show. It is so funny. I say this every week, I feel like. Every day.
Larry David.
Larry David. That's my G.
He makes me laugh because he's ridiculous.
He's so ridiculous. But
I like his personality because he's just so blunt. I wish more people were like Larry David because you know what you're getting.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. What you get.
He might be terrible, but you either love him or you don't, and you don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very Larry David coded.
Do you feel like people like penalize you for that? Like, for the fact that you are like, what you see is what you get?
Yeah, and I think they're losers. Just because you don't want to tell the truth to people doesn't mean I have to be like you.
Mm.
Like, if I don't like someone, I don't like them. Do you know what I mean? I don't have to be nice to people. You can be, and that's up to you. But that's weak, you know?
Yeah, but it's hard though.
Why?
It's hard to be like that. Because society doesn't, like, teach us to be like that.
I don't care what society thinks.
Society's like, you know, keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I keep the peace, but you know I don't like you, so.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
It's hard, though.
Like, me saying sorry to people is a lot for me. So if I say sorry to you at any point, you should take it.
Yeah.
Because I could just never speak to you again, you know? But instead and be
you,
fine.
But yeah. Instead, you apologize.
Yeah, when everyone bullies me into it, and they're like, oh, Candy, you seem to be making a peace, and, you know, amendment. Yeah. I don't think yeah. Then I'm like, okay, I feel bad. But do I? I don't know. Maybe in a month I feel bad, but right now I don't.
I feel like
when
you process things, though, you do tend to apologize on your own accord.
Yeah, but I feel like I have a choice whether to process things or just pretend it never happened and move on in my life.
Mm.
And most of the times, pretending and moving on is way better.
It's easier.
It's way better. Why do you have to communicate people all the time?
Because it's just life.
No, just communicate with people you respect. If you don't respect someone, why do you care? Who are you to me? Do you know what I mean? That's what makes me mean.
But that's an actual fair point, though, what you just said, though.
Yeah. Not everyone deserves,
like, the fullness of you.
Yeah. Like, some people deserve wickedness, and I like to be the one who gives that, you know?
I mean, how can you laugh after saying that?
Because it's true. Oh. Being mean is nice.
Oh, Candy Joe, welcome back to the show, for real. You've come with your rubbish.
Yeah.
You've come with your
trouble.
I
want to teach women to be cruel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Women love to be people pleasers and make everyone comfortable and push down how they feel and make themselves uncomfortable.
Mm.
Why? Just be mean. Everyone's going to assume you're rude. An hour already? There's no way.
Nah, 45.
Oh. Everyone's going to assume you're rude anyway, so you might as well just be rude. If people respect you, respect them. If they don't respect you, don't respect them, and don't be nice about it or encompassing. Just be mean.
Mm.
Yeah.
I actually support that message.
Yeah.
I think that for too long, we've just been told to conform.
Yeah, just be nice and make everyone feel comfortable around you, but you're uncomfortable. So why are you nice?
Exactly, because who's making you comfortable?
Yeah, no one thinks about how women feel in rooms and if they're comfortable. They just do. Like, when I won this train one time and this man was staring at this girl and I went to him, do you know her? And he's like, what? I'm like, she's got her headphones in here and you keep talking to her and she don't know you. And I'm like to her, are you okay? She's like, no. I'm like, don't talk to her ever again in your life.
Yeah.
Then you felt very sad.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Yeah, she said thank you.
I feel like, in a way, you are kind of a low-key superhero.
Yeah, I save people all the time.
Yeah, because even yesterday, you know, when we were with our friends, and then one of our friends was trying to make a point. She kept trying to make a point.
And no one was listening.
And no one was hearing because she had like a really like soft, dainty voice. And then Candy was like, no, guys, let her speak. Let her speak. Let her point land. And she was like, no, 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 it's fine. It's fine. And Candy was like, no. No,
you have a voice and they should listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear it. Candy Joe for president.
Yeah. I think I'd make a good prime minister.
Yeah.
Bring me there.
Under your law, what would be the first thing you establish?
Not going to look good for you guys, child. We outside noise is banned. Let me tell you something. If you try and throw festivals or fun activities around my area, you're all going straight to jail. Let me tell you something. There's no joy. Curfew. Be in your house by 4 o'clock, all right? I'll be outside. I don't matter. But I don't want to hear from any of you. And also, I would ban replying to people before, like, 11 a.m. Do not text me in the morning.
Yeah.
Unless I'm video done. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
Like 9 a.m. and you're saying good morning, how are you? Please get a life.
Yeah.
Like I've just woken up and I have to hear from another person. I'm gonna kill myself.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. Under my ruling, I would actually ban rucksacks.
Why? I like a rucksack.
Honestly, again.
On the train though, and there's no space and you don't wanna take your rucksack off.
You don't wanna take your rucksack
in the corner, bro. Use your brain.
Open your brain.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't get, like, it's like when you have it, it's like they don't know the dimensions of their rucksack.
And the rucksack are big as hell.
Big as hell, full of stuff. And you're hitting me, it's in my face, it's irritating me, I can't breathe, I feel like I'm dying or because of your rucksack.
Yeah.
And that's not a way to go.
No,
because she was attacked by a rucksack. Yeah. No, under my ruling, rucksacks on public transport will be banned. Okay, you have to take it off. Like, what the hell? What are you carrying in there? I don't understand. Like, what is in that rucksack? Although, I do like a man with a rucksack.
Why?
I really like corporate dons.
But they carry like briefcases.
No, they carry the rucksacks and they got the little vest.
Yeah, but then they're so sweaty.
You know, the little like body warmer thing. Oh, yeah, when you see when you see that guy, that man's got two screens. Let me tell you something.
That guy is the most boring guy you've ever met in your entire life.
Not all of them are boring.
99% of them are boring.
Honestly, about 70%.
Yeah.
About, but you might be lucky and you meet someone in the 30%, right? You know the ones that are good? Yeah. The finance dons who want to be creative, but they were never brave enough, right? So they went the finance route because it's more stable. But in their own time, they're so creative. They understand the creative world. Do you know what I mean?
But the creative,
they watch anime and stuff.
No, no, no. The creativity should be you learn how to cook, you building shelves in my house, and you learn how to clean. Don't bring any other rubbish down. But I don't want to hear about your anime or your playing the guitar. Oh my God. Do not bring that to me. Do not send me your soundtrack. Please be a man of creative use.
My
thank
God. You. Have you ever dated a man that does music?
Ah, that's when I stopped thinking I'm going to break up with them.
Do you know what?
Wait, let me tell you a funny story quickly.
What happened?
Me and this friend of mine, we were both dating the exact same guy from Hinge, yeah? And we did this competition to see who can get him to like us first. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously I was going to win, so I don't know why she was even involving herself in it.
Okay.
The guy sends me a song, blah, 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 not 1 minute later. He WhatsApp her the same song, blank, blank, blank. That was the day I said, don't worry about this guy.
He tried to fool you, acting like he wrote a song for you, but he wrote
that
song.
I literally said to him, send back Jonas Brothers, Give Love a Try. If you don't know how to play Jonas Brothers, Give Love a Try, don't send me stupid songs. Please. I don't want to hear your song. I want to hear Give Love a Try.
Bro, the hard thing about dating someone that's in music, yeah, is when like you're chilling and you're having a good day, and all of a sudden they send you a track that they want you to listen to.
Unless the song is good. I have been one good artist.
Good.
Dated.
If it's not good, it's God, it's the most.
And get up, bro. And how long is it going to take for you to make money? Like, do you know what I mean?
In the nicest way. Thing to experience. I think one of the worst things I hate is someone that's like trying to be like a star, but they're not talented. That really is... No, I feel so bad saying that.
I don't even feel bad. Like, hang it up.
Like, if you date an actor and then he invites you to his theatre show, and he can't act. Wow.
But is he sexy? Because we can do a lot of sexy when it comes to acting.
I'm telling you, like, even if he's sexy, if you go to a show and he's invited you and, like, he's not good, and then you can hear the audience, yeah, kind of just starting to get bored.
Mm.
They're playing on their phone. Mm. And that's your man on the stage. And he
why would I be dating
demand
an actor?
The audience.
Mm-mm. No, Rita, why would I be dating an actor?
I'm just saying from experience. It's a
but,
bit oops.
But guys, we should say that we were the first to like shifters.
We were.
Now that it's big, where is it on now?
It's in the West End.
It's in the West End. Remember a few weeks, how long was it?
It's a few
when
months
I
ago.
Told you, what's that thing I took for Black Boys was atrocious, yeah? Remember I said that? But Shifters is a hit. See that? Unagi. You understand? I have eyes and a brain. I told you guys, Tosin is a star and he's very gorgeous. Shifters will do well. And look, let me tell you something. When they cancelled that for Black Boys, actually, I like one guy, the lead black guy.
You what's said his name? Liked, I don't know. I didn't like him. I didn't like, what's your version of the show?
Watch this. No, don't even watch this version.
It's gone now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, that one guy, he could sing and he was quite lame, but he's literally like 12. But minus him, atrocious, yeah. You know.
Well, honestly, now imagine you're watching a show like Shifters and then the lead actor can't act.
No.
It's awkward.
But they won't change it. Just we need Tosin to be in it.
Yeah, Tosin always has to be
that's
in
the
it.
Selling point
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
the other girl, very great lover, but
wow.
If they just get Tosin to be shirtless a little bit, wow, we 5 stars. You don't want to hear it. I keep trying to push the agenda. I don't. Guys, I'm fighting your corner. Tosin, this is for you. If you want Shifters to be even more, take it to NYC Broadway, take a shirt off. 5 minutes. It don't need a lot of 5 minutes. Hell, we need to say something. You know that man is sexy. Not a good man. Love you.
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, she plead the Fifth. I
plead the Fifth.
I should be pleading the Fifth because I have a man. So
I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth.
But I have eyes. You know.
What are your views on breaking up with a friend because of their partner?
I agree with these people that
what.
Because, you know, if you're dragging me down for too long, I gotta go on my own way.
I guess I gotta go. Ooh, I guess I gotta go. No, I don't think you would. I think you're capping.
It's got to be very extreme.
Like, because there was a video online recently, and this girl really thought she ate it. And it was like, no, you sound like a terrible person. And she was basically like, oh, my friend, I can't remember it, but basically, just let's imagine, like, maybe, oh, no, this is what it was. So basically, her friend, it was her friend's birthday, and the guy that she was seeing.
Oh, yeah, he didn't do anything
for
her.
And then for his birthday, she did stuff for him. Mm. And for her, she was like, no, I can't talk to my friend again because my friend doesn't respect herself. How can she still be with this man that didn't celebrate her? Da, 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 da. She's like, yeah, I'm not her friend anymore. And this is how we broke up. And for me,
I wouldn't stop being her friend, but I would call her a loser behind her back.
Call her a loser. That's fine. Call her a loser in the group chat. I don't care.
Yeah.
But to break up with your friend because of the choices that she's making in terms of who she's dating, what's it got to do with you?
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I've had friends where her and a guy, like, break up or stop seeing each other, and they force me to go around stalking the guy and turn up to every event he's at. So it's like, bro,
yeah,
when is this going to end? Like, you don't like her.
Yeah,
like, let's leave it. I've gone to a bare sports station. I'm bumping into my ex at this point just to support you. Why? Some people are so draining when it comes to men because they love them too much. So I just get it. I'm like, bro, if the person's bringing you down for a man, like, it will take a lot, but also, I'm older, so I don't give a hoot. Like, if you're draining me too much for a guy, you gotta go.
Yeah, but I just...
But you're a real, like, lover of friends.
Yeah, but I just think that people are too flimsy when it comes to their friendships.
I'm not flimsy. I have
standards. No, but you wouldn't do that. Yeah, but you wouldn't do that. But the way this girl said it, I'm like, who does that?
But now she knows peace in it, so...
Does she?
She doesn't have to hear that girl crying every day.
Yeah,
and I have space
friend.
For that, but not that much.
Yeah, but I mean, are you gonna end your friendship with all your friends? Because at one point...
But I did one time where I got rid of all my friends. Remember, I didn't have any friends. I start again.
That's... Wow. I forgot about that.
They were draining the life out of me, you know?
You really did it again, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I swear they all had, like, slight mental issues.
Yeah.
Maybe I did, but
I
started again with people who were more normal. Then I was more cautious about calling people friends and letting people win. I need people who can regulate their own emotions, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, if he doesn't want to talk to you, finding out the next concert is going to be out and then we need to be there and trying to talk to him when he ignores you, being upset. All of these were dumb decisions.
Yeah. Who's got the time for that? That's different. If you're trying to take me on a pilgrimage with you to try and find this man,
you would be
and we're like, you know, we're running up on him. No.
Yeah.
I don't know a friend that would ask me to do that.
You've got normal people then. I've had insane people.
Yeah, I would never
One tried
that.
To shag a guy she was seeing in my other friend's house because he was homeless and she was homeless. And she was like, oh, can we have sex in your bedroom? Then two of my old friends bullied me because one of my friend's exes said he was in love with me. And I said, me and this man have, like, never kissed. And then he was like, she's the love of my life. Like, and then I wasn't friends with them for a year. till they realized I'd clearly never got with the guy. So I know a lot of insane people.
Yeah, you've gone through some things.
That's why I'm very vigilant now.
Yeah. You have to be very vigilant. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, all those the men who have issue girls decided to be friends with me.
Wow, that's like very scary. Yeah. I think in that situation, it's okay to end the friendship.
Yeah.
When the friend is actually like, you're not seeing reason and you're just moving wild. Do you know what I mean? But in a normal situation where it's just like, oh, a friend break up, she's in love with him, da 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 da, or she can't.
But for how long? 6 months is the max. After that, you have to let go.
I can be your friend. Just don't talk to me about it no more.
Yeah, we have to distance. But what if you say to them, don't talk about it anymore, and they keep talking? When is going to be your breaking point? I never say that, though.
Yeah, I'm very big on, like, spreading your drama amongst your friends.
And you're very, like, your heart is big. You feel other people's emotions. Where I'm very, like, emotionally numb.
I don't think you're emotionally numb. I think that's being hard on yourself. You're not emotionally numb.
I'm really emotionally numb.
I don't think you are.
It takes a lot. I feel stuff when it happens to me.
But not when it happens to other people.
No.
So maybe you're just not an empath.
Yeah, I don't have that empath thing.
Yeah.
I have empathy in theory, you know.
But not...
I can understand the logic behind it.
Mm.
But do I feel...
Do you actually feel it?
Sometimes, when something really bad has happened, or a lot of bad things have happened, I'm like, that's really sad.
I think you do, because, like, so Candy's got, like, this homeless man that she, like...
Oh, but I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, every day. Like,
yeah, and I've been missing him.
Yeah, I think you... Oh.
Hopefully he's got home and nothing happened to him.
I hope he's all right, actually.
Yeah, I hope he's all right. Maybe he's found a house. Yeah, I like that guy. He's very normal.
Yeah, but that's what Candy's very like. She'll, like, see someone and she can help them. Like, she will try and help them.
Yeah.
So, like, every time she walks past him...
Yeah,
she
but
literally
he's quite
is giving
positive, even though he's homeless, you know? He's good vibe. He's really funny. He's nice. He never drained me. I could be friends with that guy and I'm doing some right now.
So I think you do have empathy, but maybe you just don't have empathy for stupid things.
Yeah.
And I think your capacity
is so small.
It's so small.
Like, for so, but it's because so when you get treated like crap, you lower your capacity.
Yeah.
You're like, you can see if I accept this pay for someone, this is how they're going to treat me. I can see when someone is losing respect for me and reclaim respect and be like, I don't have to be in your life if I know you're going to start disrespecting me. So, but especially when it comes to men, I have the shortest views. I do not care.
And that's the way to
And I won't even communicate that. I don't care. I'll just ghost.
Yeah.
I don't have to send you a paragraph. Why? You knew what you was doing was bad. Do you know what I mean?
I don't believe
paragraph to explain you. It's cool.
I don't believe in ghosting.
You know what men do when you send them paragraphs? They go in the group chat and laugh at you.
Yeah.
Voila. Look at this stupid girl. She in love with me. I don't even like her. They called me and they go, I don't even like that girl, you know, because my friends told me. And she be sending me paragraphs. What do you think I should do? I'm like, you're a terrible human.
Yeah.
And you have no heart.
I haven't sent a paragraph for a long time.
Strong.
Oh, thank God. I have not sent a paragraph. I don't think you need to send a paragraph. I don't believe in ghosting because I just think ghosting is not cool. Like, I just think it's a bit of a
I think you
move.
Should ghost men all.
Like, just be like, hey, it's not working. Remember I told you went out on that date with that guy?
Oh, yeah. But that was a case where you should
talk.
Do
you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was just... So he, like, messaged me again and he was like, oh, can we do this again? Da, 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 da. And I was just like, no.
But what if you said that then he kept talking to you?
I have to block him.
Okay, see.
Yeah. In that case, look, I've respected you as a human.
But you don't
listen.
I said,
I don't like you.
Yeah.
I said, it's not going to click. But he was very, very strange. I had no choice but to never see that man again. Guys, this was a strange, strange guy. Went on a date with this guy. Thought it would be really lovely. And towards the end, it was almost like he was being possessive. It was really weird. Like, I was texting my brother because I was meant to see my brothers after the date. And I was basically like, okay, sorry, I just need to text my brothers, da, 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 da. And then he turned around and he was just like, why don't you just tell them where to meet you and just leave it at that? And I thought, excuse me? I'm talking to my brothers. I met you 5 seconds ago.
I don't know you.
I don't know you. And then he was all like, oh, you're on your phone, but are you using this time to reply to all your unread messages?
Let me ask you a question. Who the hell do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
To tell her.
To tell me.
She can't be on her phone.
I can't be on my phone.
Mind the business that you're being paid.
As in, what's going on here?
No, it's time to wrap this day up, actually.
Like.
Now that you've asked me about this phone thing, I gotta go home.
I got to go because.
You cannot be the one.
You just met me and you're asking me bad questions.
That's how I'll be punching in the head in 5 years.
He'll be banging my head and using my head for
free. Yeah, he'll be using.
And that's the problem. We don't see
the warning signs.
Because let me tell you something, that red was so red, it was blinding. I said, oh, you are never seeing me again.
In my life.
And even on the date, he was like, I'm having so much fun, I can't wait to see you again. And in my head, I was like,
he must be smoking
something illegal.
Are we living different realities?
Because you are never seeing me again in your entire life. The only time you are going to see me is if by chance you see my picture.
Well, was he drunk?
No. He was just like, And it was just weird. And he was being like more comfortable than he should be for someone that they've just met. Mm. It was like he was trying to give like the girlfriend experience on the first date, which sometimes could work if you're a vibe. And it just happens to be like you're living like you're in a movie. Do you know what I mean? It's just really romantic. But this wasn't given that. It was just given like you were trying to possess me. And then he was acting like he didn't know who I was. Yeah. Mm. But he obviously did. And that was weird as well. So he was asking me, oh, what do you do? Da, 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 da. But then he was all like, yeah, I know you're, you know, you're a successful black woman. How do you know that?
Yeah. I could be broke.
I could be broke.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm a content creator. And you automatically, you said I'm successful. Why?
He was saying, cha-ching.
How do you know? What makes you think I'm successful?
When he gets to steal money from your purse. He's thinking about his future, of how he's going to punch you in the head and get you to work and collect all your money.
Guys, I said I can never see you again.
In my life.
And that was the end of that. I have not spoken to him since. He said that he respects that. That's I don't want to see him again.
Yeah, I like when they respect it.
And I like that he respected it.
You know, especially like, when everyone in London is sexy, it's really not that deep. Okay. Like, I don't need to be with you.
Everyone in London, it's not. There's a lot.
My boyfriend is the best one, obviously, just in case he watches this. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, for people with functioning eyes, there's a lot of hotties.
Are you happy with the adult that you're becoming?
Yeah, I think I'm an honest person and I'm quite authentic. I don't know if everyone else likes it, but that's their business. Authenticity is good. And no one should tell me what to do because I'm old.
That was such a good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Where's the gift?
For what?
Every episode should be a main gift. I don't have manners.
That's not the quiz that gets you the gift. I was just curious if you're happy about the adult that you're becoming.
Yeah, because I was thinking, when is she going to bring the present? You understand?
I'm just asking if you're happy with the adult you're becoming.
I'm very happy with the adult I'm becoming. Did you bring the gift or not?
But that's not the quiz. Do you know what I mean?
Guys, like, she brought me back on this thing to not bring gift. You understand?
This is crazy. Like, she's acting like she knows my show.
I listen to her every week. You bring gift.
But this is not the section for the gift.
Let me tell you something. I need carpet cleaner. I need carpet cleaner and stain remover. So bad.
Do you respect wood?
What the hell are you doing? I'm going to pee myself. What do you mean?
Do you respect wood?
Do I respect wood? What's wood?
You know what wood is. Oh, come
on. Or wood.
Guys, come on. Let's get our heads out the gutter.
Do I respect wood?
Do you respect wood?
I don't have thoughts about wood, so probably not.
See, this is the problem. As an adult, really, you should respect wood.
What is wood?
Wood, pine, all the kinds of different versions of
wood. Why?
Because at the end of the day, like, when you get, like, a coffee, for example, do you put it on a coaster?
No.
You don't respect wood.
I don't have wood in my house.
Don't even have wood in your house. That's crazy.
Sorry. So where would I put it on? I have a glass table.
And you don't use coasters?
For what?
That's crazy.
Listen, this coaster stuff and all this rubbish, it's just made up so you guys buy stuff. You don't need coaster.
It's not made up.
What happened to the table?
If you had a coffee and you put it on the wood, it'll make a ring.
And it will.
No, sometimes it stains the wood. When you've got real wood, that's what I'm saying. You don't respect wood.
And you think this table is real wood?
I'm not talking about this table.
Where did you get this question from?
Look. It's a thought that I had.
This girl, her brain.
I got it from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Did you? Who else on Curb?
Larry David. Respect?
Why?
Because at the end of the day, basically he went to a party, right?
Mm.
And then someone put something on this lady's table, right? And there was a ring on it.
And what? When he asked
and
this question,
and it cost £500, $500, yeah.
Was the
but
someone
then to polish the thing. And the woman was accusing him, saying that because he was holding a drink and he sat down, that he was the one that put it there. And Laurie was like, why would I do something like that? I respect wood. There's no way I would put my cup on a wooden table.
No, if you didn't want me to put it on here, don't bring this stupid thing here. Why would I use a coaster?
Because you respect wood.
We're not 55. We ain't using no coasters. Please, nobody respects wood.
I think there are people that
mind you, in this, if you see in this corner, yeah, she's put a bottle directly on the table. There's no coaster. There's no coaster because of that. She's talking about, Rita, please, where's your coaster now? Should be respect wood. Can I see in this frame? Thank do you respect wood? Do you respect wood, my friend? Do you respect wood? No one does that, guys. Because we're normal. But thank you so much.
How can I say it's respectable than you?
Good. That's true. We meant like
no.
Why would it not be that word? Why would it be this word?
I
was ridiculous.
I don't believe in that kind of activity before marriage. So unfortunately, I cannot relate to that, what you just said.
I agree with you. Okay. I think that is grotesque.
I think that everyone should wait till marriage before they engage in activities that are for unmarried people. That is my message, and I stick by it.
Pick halal over haram.
Wait, what? We're not Muslim.
Yeah, but you know, Muslim any. When you know, our brothers and sisters in faith. It's basically the same thing. I keep telling us the religions is so similar.
They are similar, but like, you know.
I would be Muslim, but I don't wear hijab, you know.
And they're very strict.
Yeah, I don't mind the strictness.
I think you do. You don't like being controlled.
I like Christianity because you can be Christianity. Or you can be Christianity light, which is why I am. Light. I say, hallelujah. And then I go,
Okay. Are you as adult as you think you are?
Yeah, but I have joie de vivre.
What's joie de vivre?
Love for life.
But what does that have to do with being an adult?
I'm an adult. Because sometimes adult is like synonymous with being boring and like uptight and stuff. I'm still an adult, but I live, you know, I live and I love life and I love experiencing joie de vivre. You know?
I like that joie de vivre.
Yeah, you know,
joie de vivre.
You beautiful. Know, another day with joie de vivre.
Do you have any coasters?
You've asked me if I have a coaster. Why would I have a coaster? I don't have, you know, I don't even have a microwave, but you asked me if I have a coaster.
You don't have a microwave?
No. You know, I use the air fryer for everything now. Guys, I tried to see if you can air fry popcorn. I still don't know. But I feel like you can air fry popcorn, right? I
think you can.
Yeah, I might try it. Mind you, I have a popcorn maker, but you know, when you have a hyper obsession, use it for everything.
When you're cleaning, do you have different cleaning products for different places in the house? So like your wood?
100%. No, not wood, like bathroom and stuff, but I will use one for everything. Because what is the point? They're all the same.
They're not all the same.
They are the same. I have bleach, but I only use bleach in the sink and in the toilet. Mm. And you can't use bleach in the cat litter or you die. So I know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
When was the last time you washed your socks?
I don't wash my socks because I just buy new ones because I just lose them. And then sometimes I wear them so much that it gives me like athlete's foot. And then when I get like athlete's foot, I think, oh, I should probably wash these now. You know, when your foot's like really itching.
I really cannot relate to that.
I think you should just keep buying new socks. Like washing socks is a pointless activity because you just lose them.
That's not environmentally friendly.
What if you hand wash it?
Yeah, that's fine. But you have to wash. You can't just buy new stuff.
I just keep buying them.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I believe in the environment, actually. I mean, I say that, but...
When's the last time you wash your socks?
Do
you
wash my socks every week.
Really? Like, do you do like a only sock wash or is it with your like undies?
Like with my whites. Because all my socks are white.
But I just wash my clothes like once in a blue moon, you know.
Interesting.
Sometimes I wash them when I remember. But people send me clothes every week. So whatever hyperfixation of the new clothes I have this week and it's over, sometimes I remember I have other clothes and I go, oh yeah.
And you wash them. I actually wash all of my clothes in advance. So I'm so adult that I don't wait until I need an outfit and I'm like, oh my God, where's that top I want? As soon as I finish wearing something, it's already in a wash and it's going in the Sunday round.
Wow, that only happens if I like spill eye mashy on it.
Yeah, see, I don't live my life like that. Mm. And it's really nice actually, because I feel like right now in this moment, I'm seeing an area in which I'm better than you.
To be honest, if it comes to like cleaning or like any of that stuff, everyone's better than me because I couldn't give a hoot.
It's such a great feeling, actually.
Yeah, but who cares?
I do.
But that's because you live for other people.
I don't live for other people,
if
actually.
If you lived alone like me...
I'm sorry. I won't live solo. Oh, look at me. You know what she did, yeah? She hit me where it hurts. Yeah?
So you're better than me.
No. She hit... Wow. That was such a... Oh, look at you. You think you're better, but look at you. You've got housemates at your big age.
No, she pays less bills than me, so child, one of us is better, ain't me?
Look, there's nothing wrong with house sharing. Okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'd actually rather house share. Bruh, it's so expensive.
Well, she does live by herself. And yeah.
So it's like, if it's messy, like, there's no one there to see it. But I do have to clean when I get back.
Again. One thing about Cannie, she cleans
every day.
but you live by yourself. I don't get what she's
It's because I just
in.
Dash. You know, Rhea says that when I wear things, I just dash them to the floor. And I do just dash them to
like,
the floor.
She would see like a table and think, ooh, that table's nice. Put it on the floor. Oh, is that a cupboard? Put it on the floor.
Yeah. I said, just dash everything. And then when you get back, clean it. So it's not bad. Like,
yeah, it's just like things are just out
of
place.
It's not dirty. I'm messy. It's messy.
It's messy, but not dirty.
Yes. It's clean, but messy.
Yeah.
Because it will take like 10 minutes to put back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's because I have so many things. So guys, please, my Depop is think like candy. Buy stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, I'll be honest with you. You're not an adult, according to
this
me.
Week, yeah.
Yeah.
But remember, I have joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre, you're living your life. That's great, right? So you're not an adult, according to me.
Mm.
But I'll give you a gift simply because you do live by yourself and you manage yourself well.
Is it carpet cleaner?
I don't take requests. Okay. Do you get it?
But next time I'm on, I need carpet cleaner, you know. What kind of gift? Let me see this gift.
Anyways, even though she's not as adult, at all, actually. We didn't even get through the questions, man. She didn't even let me even land, really. But we just have to go with the flow with these things. Do you know what I mean? Because Candy's not... She's obviously a regular guest. Because
so, I'm a co-host.
So we can't really stick with a format. Mm. We just have to go with the vibes. Anyways.
Thank you!
Packet of chewing gum. Have you ever been out and about and you're like, oh, wow, my breath smells a little bit garlicky. I just wish that I had some chewing gum. You look around. Can I get some chewing gum? No one has it. No one has it. But look at this. This is a 3-pack of Wrigley's Extra Green Packet. Minty. Mwah. Yummy. That's your gift.
This is the best gift I've ever had. Thank you so much. Have you ever been out and you see a sexy artist and you think, God damn, my brother is kicking. I can't go speak to him. And then you go, oh my God, I wish I had some gum. And then you go on Rhea's podcast and she gives you gum.
Yay. Guys, we have come to the end of the show. Candy Jo, always a pleasure to have you here. Okay, she's eating the gum now. Thank you for being on the show, guys. Thank you.
Wait, you said it's a gift, I used gift.
Not immediately. And why was it so animalistic?
That's how I eat gum.
But why did you have to bite it from the pack?
That's how I bite it. That's why I don't want to give people gum. Cause
that's not ladylike in any capacity. It doesn't even suit your outfit.
It's been... Should we do our singing that we did yesterday end? Remember, we was harmonizing.
What singing was it? What song was
it? The Christmas one.
Oh, when we'll sing it to Israel?
Mm.
What song was it? Good tidings we bring to you and your king. Okay, anyways, guys, thank you for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. Woo! Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You guys know the vibes. Please do not forget to subscribe, tell a friend, make sure that you leave a comment. I do not want to be your secret, okay? I do not want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main squeeze, your main thing. But guys, I'm actually really loving the comments. I'm loving the conversations. Let's keep it going, okay? And also, you know the vibes. If you did not like my co-host today, do not worry about it because she absolutely will not be back next week. Next week, we have another co-host. So please don't let that be a reason to not come back because you did not like Candy Jo, okay?
But if you like me, donate £5 of my share, you know, to her fund. You know, donate £5 to her, you know, and we might see me again on a live show or my own show. You know, I could take over. I could lock her in the basement, take over a spot, you know, and it become Faking at a Hood with Candy Jo.
Guys, I love you so much. Thank you for the support. Bye. Mwah.
Bye. See you soon.